And today we're going to be talking about negotiating a promotion. Now, each and every single one of us, at some point, we've been at a job, been in a position, and decided, I think I should make more money, or I want to be a manager and a director. I want a promotion. And so this conversation is all about some steps that we should consider taking as we go head first and trying to put ourselves in a position to get these promotions and to get these increases that I know every one of us deserves. As we've talked about before, negotiations, it's just a nerve-wracking process. And the most effective negotiator is one who is prepared. A person who has a keen understanding of the organization's performance, as well as the culture and the market conditions of your industry. An effective negotiator knows the company's financial circumstances, as well as your manager's needs. And a negotiator is prepared to keep a cool head during the negotiations. So those are some of the key things that you want to think about, be mindful of, and to research before you start your efforts to negotiations, because that can help you frame and be effective of if you should negotiate, and if so, how you should go about it. Beyond that, what you also want to do before going into negotiations is to track your accomplishments. If you really feel that a raise is in order, then what you want to do is track everything you do that's an accomplishment on a regular basis. Perhaps you can keep a journal, you can have a Microsoft document, whatever you use to organize yourself, but you want to keep track of any major projects and successes so that you are aware and you're able to refer to the contributions that you've made to the organization. That's number one. But you also want to know your worth, because as you have tracked your accomplishments, that helps you understand exactly the size of your asset that you've given to the organization, no doubt. But you also want to make sure that you research the position that you currently have, and the position that you're maybe wanting to obtain. You want to make sure that you're clear on what the market suggests the salary should be. Now, sure, you've been in your position for a while. Maybe it's been a year, maybe it's been 5 years or 10 years. And so these industry target salaries, they can change. And you want to make sure you know what the standards and the ranges are, and so that you can better assess what would be the appropriate amount to ask for in your negotiations. But you want to make sure that while doing that, you also consider the context of your company. And we talked about that earlier, but you want to make sure that you're aware of your company and some possible obstacles that could stand in the way of your raise or your promotion. Now, these obstacles can look like maybe your company, they've had recent layoffs, or they've had other cost-cutting measures. That is an insight as to where your company might be. They may be looking to reduce spending, so the idea of increasing spending by giving you a raise, they may not be in that space and time at this moment. You also want to make sure that you are looking for other changes that may be happening with your organization, which could possibly impact the success of your negotiation efforts. So, a few things that you want to use for your advantage, and that is the fact that your boss, your supervisors, they're already aware of your contributions and your achievements, as well as your strengths. So as you are able to organize and make your case, your demonstration should support what your supervisors already know about you and your work. You also want to consider other bonus options besides cash. Oftentimes, companies negotiate things like stock. They may negotiate benefits, flex time, vacation, bonuses. So there are other ways that salary increases and promotions may be negotiated. And those are some of the things you want to think about as you prepare for asking for a promotion. And you also want to embrace the possibility of no. The truth is, despite the fact that you are one of the most dynamic and successful and high performers and achievers at your organization, it's a chance that your organization, your supervisor, they may say no, perhaps for some of the reasons that we've already talked about, or perhaps for reasons that we haven't discussed. But you want to be comfortable with the idea of hearing no, as well as hearing their reasons for the no, because the conversation can be give and take, and the conversation can also help you better understand what opportunities that you have for improvement so that you can, in your future negotiations, achieve what you want. And with that being said, you want to make sure that you remain positive, because you may fall short of your pursuits. You may not get what you want, and that can be discouraging. And there are so many factors that can play a role in the outcome that can be frustrated, but you want to make sure that your manager knows that you feel that they're an ally in this process. And you want to make sure that you're allowing yourself to be in a space where you can be creative and work with your supervisor to look for options that you have for growth and advancement within your organizations. But you also want to make sure you don't let your emotions overwhelm you either. Negotiations are tough. People oftentimes don't like doing them. Sometimes they don't go your way. And some of these factors can really get in the way of the emotional well-being. And some people, unfortunately, have gone to the frustration and anger. And when that happens, it's really difficult to recover. And relationships could be permanently impacted by a negative or a frustrating exchange. So you want to make sure that the emotions are managed and that you walk into the space knowing that you may not get your way, and that can help you manage how you move forward. You also want to make sure that you don't present your current salary, or that you don't present your current position, as a problem. You don't want to start the conversation off with a ton of complaints, all of these issues and problems that you're having with your position, all of these problems you're having with your salary, like you can't support your family, the neighborhoods, gentrification is happening, and the rent's gone up by 50%, and all these other challenges that you're facing that's just pushing you in order to get a salary increase. Again, you don't want to present your case as an argument, because the truth is you having money challenges is not a reason for an employer to want to give you a raise or a promotion. Employers want to give raise based off of your performance and the asset that you are to the organization. And so that is what your argument should be centered around, how you being an asset and how your contributions to the organization alone are the center of why you're asking for the increase or the promotion. You also want to make sure that you don't compare yourself to others. This is absolutely dangerous, and it could potentially get you fired, especially if you come to the table and say, well, I want 3% raise because Sally or John or Sam, they had a 3% raise, and I work harder than them, so I should at least get that. It is never, I repeat, never okay to talk about another person and what they're making and what raises that they receive. That's a no-no. And you don't want to necessarily give a presentation like a PowerPoint filled with all of these details and all of this long-winded explanation. You want to make sure that you are presenting what your supervisor wants to hear. You want to make sure that you can answer the questions that your supervisor have, as well as issues and concerns, as well as be prepared to respond to objectives. And you want to make sure that you're inspirational so that you're tailoring the responses to the questions in a way that helps the supervisor realize that you want to work together to fulfill the department and the organization's mission. And you want to definitely make sure that you don't give an ultimatum. In other words, give me this 10% raise, because if you don't, I'm walking. Give me what I'm asking for, because if you don't, I'm going to your boss. You don't want to give your supervisor an ultimatum. So those are some of the steps that you want to consider and areas you want to consider as you're preparing for your promotion and salary increase negotiation. You want to make sure that you consider that this whole process is very, very tricky, and that you got to know the state of your organization, the culture, and the market conditions. You want to make sure you track your accomplishments and that you can speak to those in your meeting. You want to know your worth and what the position salary calls for and what the industry standards are, because they'll help you with your negotiations. You want to consider the state of your company. Where are they? Make sure that you consider other options like bonuses as a way for advancement. You want to make sure that you're ready for no, because you may not get the answer you need. Make sure you stay positive. Don't let those emotions overwhelm you. And you certainly don't want to present your current salary as a problem or an issue. Definitely don't want to compare yourself to others. You only want to talk about yourself. And you want to make sure that you don't give an ultimatum. And those are some of the steps that I want to leave you with today. I want to say thank you all so very much for learning about how to negotiate a promotion. I know each and every single one of you are either currently in the process of negotiation or will find yourselves negotiating very soon. And I promise you, with some of the things that we've discussed, you will certainly put yourself in the best possible position to get what you want or to get something really close to what you like to receive for your hard work. So that's all I have for today. Thank you all for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great day.